flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
106.5
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
At this time on Monday, we're going to kick off our Disneyland contest. But right now, it's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? That's right. Disneyland tickets coming back to the end. It starts Monday morning. But now it's time for us to talk to Brett, because he's caller 17 as we play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Hello, Brett.
Hi, Gavin.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. And we're going to see who's smarter, you or Katie. You ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I just up 2 a.m.
You've been up since 2 a.m.?
No, it's just who I am.
Oh, it's who you are. You're just a nervous Nelly. All right. Yeah. Is it Brett or Brit?
Brett.
I still don't know what you're saying.
Brett.
B-R-E-T-T. Brett. Right. Okay, Brett. All right, here we go. Question one. Will Smith has dropped a new song. Yeah, Will, remember him?
Yeah.
It's called Beautiful Scars, and it features Big Sean. It's going to be part of a new album that comes out in March, his first one in 20 years, which is not a Will Smith album. Philly Forever, Lost and Found, or Born to Rain?
Born to Rain.
Question two, The Faculty is a classic cult horror film about aliens taking over the bodies of teachers in a high school, starring Josh Hartnett, Elijah Wood, and comedian Jon Stewart. Well, it's getting remade, and the internet is not happy about it. What pop star also starred in that film?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
All righty, moving on. Question three, in other horror movie news, Scream 7 is well into production, and it's bringing back Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox, but also, this was announced yesterday, Matthew Lillard. This is a shock, as his character Stu was killed, or at least we thought so, in the original Scream. True or false, Stu wasn't the only killer in the original Scream.
True.
Question four, a full investigation is happening over the helicopter American Airlines crash in D.C. that killed 67 people. However, President Trump said yesterday without any evidence that the cause was DEI hiring, despite the pilots both being straight white men. What is the name of the airport in D.C. named after a former president?
Oh, God.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carter? Okay. And question five, is it possible that our last day on Earth could be 2032? If you're an anxious person, Brett, you're not going to like this because the answer is yeah. According to experts, there is a 1.3% chance an asteroid will hit Earth, but we will know more in 2028. So, oh boy. You know what, though? Let's be positive. Tell me what percent chance it won't hit us.
There's a 1.3 chance that's going to hit us?
There's a 1.3 chance it will hit us, but what's the percent that it won't?
98.7.
All righty. Right. Kevin, I like that too. Kevin, let's bring Katie back in here. Brett, where are we off to today?
I'm dropping my dog off at daycare.
You're dropping your dog off at daycare?
Yeah.
Does your dog go there every day, or are you going on a trip?
No, he goes a couple times a week when I'm busy.
He's got to learn his ABCs, I guess.
Well, that's sweet. Right. Better than just leaving him at home. What's the dog's name?
Yeah.
His name's Sebastian.
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing. Aww.
How is Sebastian's scissor skills coming along? And does he know his colors?
His colors are rough, but
I get it.
His report cards are good.
His colors are rough.
His report cards are good. That's so
I get it. All right, Brett, you're on hold. You're fun. All right, here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Question one, Will Smith just dropped a new song.
Oh.
Featuring Big Sean. And it's going to be on a new album coming out in March, his first one in 20 years.
Okay.
What do you think about that, huh?
I don't know what to think.
It's going
to
be
I don't know where we stand with Will Smith anymore.
It seems like everybody is fine with him again. I'm not, but it seems like everybody else is fine. You know what? Cancel Jada, and then we can have a conversation, Will. That's me.
Oh.
All right. She seems terrible. Which is not a Will Smith album? Philly Forever, Lost and Found, or Born to Rain?
I'm going to say Philly Forever.
That's right.
Okay.
Philly Forever.
But that's the Fire album name.
Thank you, Kevin. Forever spelled P-H-O-R-E-V-A. Question two. The Faculty is a cult classic horror film. Did you ever see it?
No.
It's about aliens that take over the bodies of teachers in a high school.
That sounds like a fun R.L. Stine book.
It's a fun
or
movie.
Or like when R.L. Stine would write books for teens.
Yeah.
And it was called Fear Street.
It was kind of more like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Josh Hartnett was in it. Elijah Wood. John Stewart was in it as one of the teachers.
Okay.
It's getting remade. The internet's not happy about that. But what pop star was also in that movie? Be pretty hard to answer if you've never seen it.
Yeah, I
take a guess.
Madonna.
No. It was Usher.
And when did this come out?
Kevin, look that up.
Okay.
When it doesn't matter.
The Faculty come out? Question three in other horror movie news. As you can tell, it's a slow news day.
Yes.
Scream 7 is well into production, and it's bringing back Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox again. But it was announced yesterday that also Matthew Lillard is going to be in it. Why is this shocking? Because his character Stu in the original Scream movie was killed off, or so we thought.
Oh my gosh.
I love this. I think Matthew Lillard is one of Hollywood's unsung heroes. He is an incredible actor that never got credit for what he got. When did The Faculty come out?
1988.
I don't think that's
1998.
Right.
Sorry, my numbers got jumbled.
Good job, Kevin. 1 point for Kevin.
Yes.
All right. True or false, Stu wasn't the only killer in the original Scream.
True.
Yeah.
The other was Ghostface. Do you remember?
No. They were both Ghostface.
Oh, they were?
Do you remember who the other one was?
It was a girl?
Nope.
No, then no.
Skeet Ulrich was the actor.
Okay.
Actor named Skeet. And he was Billy.
Got it.
Question four. A full investigation is happening right now over the helicopter American Airlines crash that killed 67 people. However, President Trump said, without any evidence, that the cause was DEI hiring, despite the pilots of both being straight white men.
I believe he was referring to DEI hiring for the air traffic controllers.
Okay.
Not the pilots.
Was that a DEI hire?
Well, that also unfounded.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Still no evidence of that.
And
okay.
There were two pilots on the American Airlines.
There always are.
Yeah. And one was a person of color.
But one is the one actual flying. One's Got the it. Backup. What is the name of the airport in D.C. named after a former president?
Reagan.
Yeah. Reagan. Question five. Is it possible, Katie, your last day on Earth is 2032?
I hope not.
According to new research, it is, or it could be, at least, because there is a 1.3% chance that an asteroid is going to hit Earth, but we will know more in 2028.
So 1.3%
chance.
You know, a 1% chance.
1.3% chance.
Okay, but less than 2%.
Let's be positive, though.
Okay.
I want you to tell me the percent that it's not going to hit us.
Oh. 98.7?
Yes.
Okay.
You hear that, everybody? The headline should say, there's a 98.7% chance we won't all die in 2032.
Okay, can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
If an asteroid starts coming to Earth, are we going to Armageddon it?
That movie's nonsense.
It is.
Yeah, but you know what, though? We did actually test the theory out of whether or not we could change the trajectory of an asteroid.
Okay.
And we tested it, and it worked.
Okay, that's a relief.
So, I mean, but it was a very small asteroid, okay. I think. So, anyway, let's not get excited, because Brett is an anxious person.
Oh.
That's why you have the emotional support dog of Sebastian.
Final, yeah, he's anxious, too.
Final score. Brett, you got 2. Katie got 4.
Ooh.
Katie wins. We're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow. What kind of dog is Sebastian?
He's a Springer Spaniel.
Yeah, he is.
Aww.
Yeah, he is. All right. Well, Brett, I'm sorry you didn't win, but tell us what we need to hear.
I am far less smarter than Katie.
Far by half.
Far less.
You're half less smarter than Katie.